arrives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. Eid arrives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. Legacy of sacrifice.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila, the legacy of a sacrifice. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and our cherisher. Each and every moment of our lives, we have to show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings and bounties that He has granted you and I. And that is why it's important for us, if we want prosperity, if we want to progress in this life, and if we want success in this world as well as in the next, then we have to show gratitude and thanks to our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, alhamdulillah, today being the third day of Eid al-Adha, and I hope that you are enjoying these 3 days of Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our sacrifices done for His sake. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today we do have yet another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding these spirit of sacrifice. Inshallah, we will be discussing different aspects, different angles in this regard as well. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings. Decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Today, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to be discussing the lessons that we derive from this beautiful occasion of Eid al-Adha and the spirit of sacrifice. All of these beautiful lessons that we derive from it, inshallah, today we will be diving deep and unfolding all of these beautiful aspects pertaining and lessons pertaining to Eid al-Adha. Now, we must remember and always recall that this festival is not just about slaughtering an animal. It's not just about sacrificing an animal or the rituals that go behind it. Of course, yes, they are there. But it's not just about all of that. This is about the very essence of submission, trust, an unwavering love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what it, you know, really and truly entails. So, if we recall, and I'm sure many of us have heard this narration and this waqi'ah, this beautiful story, time and time and again. But as they say, a reminder is beneficial for a believer, as it is mentioned. And when we recall the beautiful story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and the legacy they left behind for every single believer to come, we see how that has helped us to gain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let's begin by first understanding and revisiting the powerful story behind Eid al-Adha, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in a dream to sacrifice his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Now, imagine that test. A father who waited for so long for a child is now asked to give him up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Quran mentions, and the Quran teaches us that when they both submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he laid him down upon his forehead, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam laid Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Can you imagine this? That this story, this was just a brief summary of the entire story. That Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to sacrifice his beloved son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is true submission. This is being submissive to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not even question it. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he didn't even question it. It wasn't just together with it being a test. This was a timeless declaration that true love is shown through sacrifice. That when we say, we love you, O Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we love the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we love the Ahlul Bayt, then that requires for you and I to sacrifice, because that is when your love is actually tested. That is when your love is actually shown, whether you can give up something that you love so much for your beloved. And here Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us that everything that you and I have, it all belongs to our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Quran mentions it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased the lives of the believers and has purchased their wealth in exchange for paradise, in exchange for Jannah. That just shows you and I that all what we have does not belong to us. Our wealth, our houses, our children, all the commodities of this world, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first lesson that we gain from the spirit of sacrifice, from this festival of Eid al-Adha, is submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I've mentioned, that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't ask, didn't question, didn't say why. He wholeheartedly accepted the will and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that I have submitted myself to the Rabb of all the worlds. So this teaches us also that faith isn't always about understanding. Sometimes it's about obeying before understanding. And real submission, it's not one may think that it's proven in ease. No, real submission, it is shown and it is revealed in sacrifice. Look at the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how they would be all ready to sacrifice for the sake of Allah and for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They weren't worried about the quantity of wealth that they would give. No, they would worry about the quality, because intention and sincerity is what matters. And that is lesson number two that you and I gain from the spirit of sacrifice, is sincerity, ikhlas, intention. Who am I doing it for? Why am I doing it? All of these questions, you and I, we have to ask ourselves. That intention, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, that the intention of a believer is based upon his action. Innamal a'malu binniyat. And if we have to take this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and implement it into our lives, even daily chores that we do can change into acts of reward. Just by you and I making an intention. And nowadays, this is, you know, the season of Eid al-Adha, the season of Qurbani, and many would think that, you know what, I need to get the most beautiful looking animal, and I need to buy a lot of them because I want to show others how much I can buy. If this is the intention, imagine if such a person has this intention, then of what use is that qurbani? Because the person is doing it to show others how much he has in his pocket. He is doing it to show others that I am better than you. He is doing it to show that I can purchase more animals than you can. This is the case if such a person has an intention like this. And on the other hand, you have a person whose intention is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because such a person understands and realizes that it's not the meat or the blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather it is your sincerity. As the Holy Quran mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, that neither their meat nor their blood reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is your piety that reaches him. Piety, dear viewers of Madani Channel, taqwa, this is important for you and I to have, that our sincerity is what goes into it. It's not about how many animals you are slaughtering. It's not about what type of animal that you are slaughtering. It's about your piety. It's about your intention, your sincerity, that all that we do should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is key if we really want our sacrifices to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala does not look at your outward self. As mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your apparent self and your wealth. No. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart and looks at your deeds. This is what matters most. And if we can get this right, then our qurbani, we can have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our qurbani that we perform will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that very same animal that will transport us across the bridge of Pul Sirat. And what is the bridge of Pul Sirat? It's mentioned in the narrations that the bridge of Sirat is that bridge that is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword. Can you imagine the views of Madani Channel? It's almost invisible. I mean, imagine trying to walk on a thread. How difficult, how hard would that be? Or leave a thread, use a rope, and try walking on that. It's not easy at all. It's difficult, almost impossible. And here on the day of Qiyamah, you and I will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. Thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than the edge of a sword, and by us performing qurbani for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that very same animal will transport you and I over the bridge of Sirat. This is so, so beautiful to know that our animal that we are slaughtering, that we fed, that we gave water to, that we had to, all of this, Allah ta'ala rewards you for it. And the same animal will transport you and I over the bridge of Sirat. So this was the second lesson that we learned from the spirit of sacrifice, is sincerity. Sincerity is key to everything. If there's no sincerity, then how do we expect our good deeds that we do to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? that make sure that whenever you do any good, always have sincerity in what you do. And always remember, it's not the quantity that matters. It is the quality that matters most. A person may give 10 rand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only 10 rand. But he's sincere in that. He's doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show anyone. And on the other hand, a person gives 100 rand. And this person just wants to show that I got more than others. My pockets are more heavier than the pockets of others. And he just wants to brag and show off. So you tell me, you think for yourself, which of the two would be accepted? The one with 10 rand or the one with 100 rand? Of course, the one with 10 rand, because his sincerity was there. He showed quality over quantity, and his intention was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, that person showed quantity over quality. He wanted to show people how much I got. How would his be accepted? Everything that we do, we have to understand and realize that we must do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrations mention that there would be, on the day of Qiyamah, a Qari will come, a scholar will come, a martyr will come, and they will be ordered to be thrown into hell. And this here is just the summary of the narration. They will be ordered to be thrown into hell. And when asked why, the reason for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that all that you did, you recited well, you fought in my path just to show people. And it was not done for me. And these people will be thrown into hell. So this shows you and I how important it is that whatever we do, we should do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that we've covered the first two lessons that we gain, one is submissiveness, and the second is sincerity, ikhlas. The third lesson that we go on to is tawakkul. Is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trusting the plan. Trusting the process. If we go back to the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, when Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was told by his beloved father that I am going to sacrifice you, do you know what was his reply? He could have resisted. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam could have said no. But instead, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he is teaching you and I, and he replied to his beloved father by saying, "Oh my father, do as you are commanded, and you will find me if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills from amongst those who are patient. You will find me amongst the patient, oh my beloved father, do as you are commanded." Look at his response to his beloved father, because Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam understood that this order came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans for you and I, that is the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best disposer of our affairs. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam is teaching you and I about tawakkul, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is such a golden piece that is missing from our lives. When something doesn't go our way, then where is our trust then? When things are also going our way, where is our trust then? Where are we placing our trust? Where are we putting our trust? Are we putting our trust in materialistic things? Or are we placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to always keep this in mind, that when it comes to having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make an effort. We have to make an effort and then place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, if you want to get something done, you go, you do that effort in order to get it done. You make the effort, and then You place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You leave in your home. Don't just leave your door open. Don't just leave your gate open and say that I place my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, lock the door first, lock the gate, and then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to you and I, that tie your camel first. Tie your camel first. It just shows us that we should be placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, will actually take you and I a very long way in life. Look at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When he was born, the Pharaoh, Fir'aun, commanded that all the babies that are born, that are male, the boys, the baby boys, they must be killed, because he came to know that soon a child will be born who will cause destruction to his kingdom. So he was afraid of that. And he ordered that all the baby boys must be killed. But subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that take him, put him into a basket, cover it, and place that basket onto the river. Imagine at that point in time, what must be going through the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. But she still did it. Why? Because she had full trust and yaqeen and certainty in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some time later, she gets reunited with her beloved son, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So trust, dear viewers of Madani Channel, trust takes a person a very long way in life. Sometimes we may not see it. Sometimes the path may seem cloudy to you and I. But if we have trust in Allah, then those that clouds, it will eventually move out and we will reach our destination. In every walk of life, in every step that we take, we should not be placing our trust in materialistic things, but rather place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you are taking medicine, if you are taking medication when you are ill, when you are sick, then our trust should not be in that medication. Our trust should not be in that Panado. Our trust should not be in the medication. Rather, our trust should be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants shifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants us cure. But the medication, that is only the means, it is only the medium of us gaining shifa, of gaining cure. But ultimately, we have to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these beautiful lessons that we have discussed so far, Eid al-Adha, the sacred festival, this is what it teaches you and I. To be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be obedient to Him, to not transgress the limits, to perform our 5 times daily salah, to fulfill our fara'id, to give zakat, to fast. All of these are being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's you and I showing submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, then you would see how this world, it comes right at your feet. Look at the awliya Allah. Look at the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They weren't submissive to this world. They weren't submissive to the commodities of this world. They were only submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, the entire world, its treasures, all came at their feet. And yet, they still never chose that. They still chose the hereafter over this dunya. They still chose the hereafter over this dunya. And that's how they gain success in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. So submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very great thing to do and to have in you. And this is what we learned today. The submissiveness, sincerity, ikhlas to have, then it's quality over quantity. And the third lesson that we've learned so far is having tawakkul, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we do have much more to discuss, but for now, let us go and listen to a very beautiful and melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine wale se mera salam kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, zaire taba roze pe ja kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, madine wale مجھ کو رلا کر, آہ جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, مدینے والے جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, با ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, مدینے والے سورا ہو الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ اسألک شفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ اسألک شفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان مدینے والے میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں رسول عربی مجھ کو مت بھولنا سلطان مدینے والے جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہوں تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہوں میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے پیارے پیارے وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے دلکشوں دل کشا پیارے پیارے ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے
سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا میرا تو سلام سے رو
بادشاہ عالی ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی کہنا عطار اے شاہ عالی ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful کلام in the praises of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah سبحانہ وتعالی increase our love for رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and grant us the ability and توفیق to implement the sunnahs of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم into our life. آمین Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing this beautiful topic, the spirit of a sacrifice, in which we are unfolding the many lessons that come with this beautiful festival of Eid al-Adha. And so far, we have mentioned submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mentioned sincerity, having ikhlas. We have mentioned also tawakkul, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, going forward with our discussion, another lesson that we also learn is compassion. Eid al-Adha also teaches us about compassion, about charity, about giving to others, spreading happiness. This is what it teaches us as well, that MashaAllah, for those who have did their qurbani, have gotten their meat, what about those poor Muslims? What about those poor people out there who could not afford to do qurbani? Imagine by us giving them a portion of our meat as well, how happy they would be getting. The smile that will come on their faces, and that is you making others happy. You know how much of reward there is for that? In one narration, it's mentioned that when a believer, a Muslim, makes another Muslim happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel out of that happiness. And this angel glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration goes on that when this person passes away, then the same angel comes into his grave and asks him that, do you know who I am? Person will say, I don't know who you are. I cannot recognize you. So the angel will say that I am that same happiness which you place into the hearts of other fellow Muslims. And today I am here to place happiness in your grave. Today I am here to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir, and I am going to show you your place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? This is an opportunity. This time, Eid al-Adha, is an opportunity for you and I to grab and take it with both hands in order to spread this happiness, in order to share. Sharing is caring. Share with others. The more you give, the more you get. But give for the sake of Allah. Don't give to show somebody else. Don't give for that sake. When you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would see how Allah ta'ala gives you more than what you have actually given. And yes, this is the beauty of Islam, that if you have to spend 1 rand in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala doubles that for you. Allah Ta'ala multiplies that for you. So give wholeheartedly from your heart. Imagine making others happy. An orphan, go to an orphanage, take a portion of the meat, go to an orphanage and give them as well. They would get so happy. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the rewards for being kind and showing love and mercy to the orphans as well. And one of the benefits is that when you go to see an orphan, when you pass your hand over his head, then your heart softens. We all want soft hearts. No one wants a hard heart. We all want a soft heart. And this is one of the ways in order for you and I to soften our hearts. Go see an orphan, go to the orphanage and look at the smile that they give you. Look at the du'as that they give you from the bottom of the heart. Because they are really in need of that love, of that compassion and of the qurbani meat that you have. Islam teaches us that what we have with us, what we eat ourselves, we must also give the same food to the orphans as well. Don't just give any food to them. Don't give stale food and off food and then say that this is sadaqah and then say this is charity. No. What you love for yourself, you must give to others as well. As the Quran teaches us that you cannot attain piety, you cannot attain taqwa until you spend that which you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this beautiful lesson that we've learned is compassion. Show compassion, show love, show mercy to others on this day. And you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His infinite mercy upon you and I as well. Because when you show mercy to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon you as well. And this act of compassion, it reminds us that true celebrations in Islam, they are never self-centered. It's never about one person. No, it's not about one person. It's about unity. It's about brotherhood. It's about standing shoulder to shoulder. It's about standing united as one ummah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these festivals, Eid al-Adha, they come for you and I to be reminded that we are one ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the ummah is like one body. When one part of the body feels pain, then the rest of the body goes through that same pain. So likewise, when we see other Muslims in difficulty, when we see other Muslims not having enough food, then we should feel that pain. We should have this quality of empathy. Go out, give them food. Especially our neighbors. How many of us know whether our neighbor is going for nights without eating food? Go there, inquire. Give them, don't even ask. Just go and give them a gift from your side. That this year is a gift from me to you. And you would see how happy they get. It will strengthen that bond. And to keep that relationship alive is so important nowadays, because if something has to happen to you in your home, who is there? It's your neighbor that is there, because your neighbor is next to you. Any harm comes, your neighbor is there to help you. So likewise, give a gift to your neighbor. See, I'll look out for your neighbor, especially if they are Muslim, then look out for them, help them, give them something, and you would see how beautiful your day of Eid becomes. Just by you giving happiness to others, you yourself internally will feel so happy on the inside, because that's where true happiness lies. It's not about hoarding everything. It's not about hoarding all the delicious foods and beverages and clothing. No, that will form a sense of greed, and that will make you more and more greedy, and Islam despises greed. But when you give for the sake of Allah, when you give others, when you help others, and when you spread that happiness, just by you giving, you yourself will feel complete. You yourself will become so happy. Subhanallah. So this is the fourth lesson that this festival of Eid al-Adha teaches you and I to be compassionate to others. So, thus far we have covered quite a bit of lessons. Of course, there is much, much more lessons that we can derive, but there are a few more, inshallah, and we will definitely go through them so that these lessons, when we go through them, it's not only for the moment in time. It's not only there for when Eid al-Adha comes, then now we must act upon these lessons. No, these are lifelong lessons for us to learn, implement, and teach it to others. It's lifelong. It's what's going to get you prosperity in your life, in your family. It's going to get you barakah and blessings in your rizq. If you act according to these lessons, you will definitely see a good major difference in your life. So the next lesson that we gain from this is the value of letting go. And this is so, so important. Many of us can't let go. Many of us find it very hard to let go. That if you're going to let go, we're going to die. We're not going to die. By letting go, it's very good. Because sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you and I by asking us to give up something we love. Be it your ego, be it your wealth, be it your comfort, be it your relationships. Your greatest sacrifice that you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes your greatest reward. Your greatest sacrifice. And love, what does it demand? Love demands you to sacrifice. You sacrifice your beautiful sleep on your soft bed. You sacrifice the money that you have, the wealth that you have. You sacrifice all of this. For who? For our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think, for example, when you love your children, who doesn't love their children? Which father out there doesn't love their children? Which mother out there doesn't love their children? But yet, parents, mothers and fathers, they would sacrifice so that the children have a good life. They would sacrifice for the betterment of their children. And they would go all out, despite the difficulties that they would have to endure. But still, they would sacrifice. Why? Because they love their children. And you and I, we are the servants of Allah. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't we be sacrificing even more? Shouldn't we be sacrificing even more for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That when it comes time to donate, then we need to sacrifice. We need to let go of that wealth. Don't hoard the wealth, because greed is very, very bad. And greed can actually destroy and ruin a person's iman. Look at Bala'am bin Ma'ura, a very pious person, but his end, his iman was snatched. His iman was ruined because of greed. He accepted wealth over iman and he got destroyed. Likewise, in history, so many stories there are of how the iman got ruined because of greed. So let go. Let go. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and I want you to think of this, right? When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam laid down his beloved son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't just lay down a son. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam laid down everything he loved for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine for so many years, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for a son. And when he got a son, when Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a son, he was asked to give up his son. And what was his response? As we've mentioned earlier, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam wholeheartedly said, "Labbaik, yes, O Allah, I am willing to sacrifice my son for your sake, O Allah." This is the beauty of Islam, that the greater your sacrifice, the greater your reward will be. And as I've mentioned, be it your ego, be it your wealth, your children, your spouse, your bank balance, your pockets, your vehicles, whatever it may be. When you sacrifice for Allah, your reward will be just as great. Take this as food for thought. The art of letting go. When you let go, you must realize that this wasn't yours anyways. It was only entrusted to you and I. But in reality, it belongs to Allah. The children that we have, they are an amana. They are entrusted to us. But they belong to Allah. When it comes time to sacrifice anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then never, never hold back. Don't hoard. Don't think. Rather have this mindset that whatever I have, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He realized this. He understood this when it came to giving for the upliftment and for the strengthening of the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought his entire wealth and gave all that he had. He brought all of it and left it at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he was asked by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what have you left behind for your family, Ya Abu Bakr? Do you know what he said? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I leave behind for my family Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu understood the art of letting go. That when you let go, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you even more. We just have to get out of this mindset that we need to keep, and we need to hoard all the time. We got money, we need to stash it. We got food, we need to store it. We got this, we need to do, we need to always keep. The mindset nowadays is that we have to keep. How often do we hear of letting go? How often do we hear of, you know what, just be free and let go? When you let go, then you would see how peaceful your life becomes. Why? Because you don't have much burden on your shoulders. The more money you have, the more burdens there would be. Because the more money you have, the more you would want to do. The more you would want to invest, the more you would want to open up. But when you let go, when you have just that much to go by through life, then you would see how peaceful your life would become. So implement this, the art of letting go. Subhanallah. Well, dear viewers of Madari channel, we have covered some beautiful points. Of course, it's not all. There are more to it, but from the lesson that we gain from this beautiful festival of Eid al-Adha, the legacy of sacrifice, and our topic is the spirit of sacrifice. We have covered the major and most important lessons for us to help us become better human beings, for us to become better Muslims, better believers, and to gain nearness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to summarize what we have covered today, inshallah, let us go through them very quickly. And that is, we have covered submission over self-will, number one. Number two we have covered is sincerity over showing off. Number three we have covered is trust over control. Number four that we have covered is generosity over greed. And number five that we have covered is letting go over holding on. So this Eid, alhamdulillah, this is the third day of Eid al-Adha. It's not just about slaughtering an animal. Rather, slaughter your pride, slaughter your ego, and your heedlessness. This is actually, in essence, what you and I need to slaughter, what you and I need to kill, is this pride, the ego, and the heedlessness. When we are slaughtering and sacrificing that animal, then we need to think that I also need to sacrifice and slaughter my pride. I also need to think, sacrifice and slaughter my ego and my heedlessness. The knife never reached Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached both their hearts, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So alhamdulillah, we hope and pray that you and your families have had a joyous Eid al-Adha. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala accept all your qurbani, all your efforts that you have put into it. May Allah ta'ala accept it all from you and grant all of you and each and every one of us barakah, blessings, prosperity in this world, in the hereafter as well. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind. And this is the special transmission of the legacy of sacrifice. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He derives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. He derives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. Legacy of sacrifice.